Well, China has deployed members of the People's Armed Police Force to the border with Hong Kong as pro-democracy protests there enter their third month. And joining us now from Hong Kong is Baggio Leung, who is among the protesters. Baggio, tell us what you want to accomplish with these protests. What would be a political outcome that would satisfy you?
At the beginning, our demand is to ban the extradition bill amendment that proposed by the Hong Kong government that will make Hong Kong no longer a safe place to Hong Kong citizens. But till now, we have five demands that we want to achieve, including to promise our government must promise not to charge and arrest protesters after the whole movement, to withdraw the bill, and also to promise a democracy system like universal suffrage.
Do you think that that's remotely possible, that China would ever allow something like that?
Honestly, we think we are praying against the odds. However, if we do not change the system, we will suffer this kind of things, terrible things that year by year, when we don't want another movement like this.
Yesterday, we saw photos of protesters unveiling banners apologizing for the violence that happened earlier in the week. Do you regret anything that the activists have done so far?
We have the whole movement. We have more than 2 months of movement already. Mm-hmm. Of course, sometimes maybe protesters, maybe they will did something that is not favored by the public. However, I think at the beginning, the problem is caused by the government, Beijing government, Hong Kong government, and the police forces. If they choose to withdraw the bill from the beginning, everything would not happen. And so I think government should bear the responsibility that causing now Hong Kong into a dangerous place.
Are you worried about a military response from China?
Personally, I don't think they will have a military response. Hong Kong is the only international financial hubs that China can be used as a cash cow. And if they would want to react by military forces, they did it times before. Why they don't is because they cannot damage their only international financial hubs, especially in this kind of economic situation.
Do you think that the trade war with the United States is having any effect on the Hong Kong protest movement?
Indeed, this is helping. Trade war makes China's economic situation go worse. And China government, at this moment at least, they need Hong Kong to draw some financial resources, cash, to their economy.
What about the response from President Trump? He has not made a formal statement on the protests in Hong Kong, but yesterday he tweeted, "I have zero doubt that if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it." And he asked of a question of whether there should be a personal meeting between him and Xi. What do you think of the response to the protests from President Trump?
We sincerely pray that including President Trump, including other government of the world and all freedom-loving people on earth to stand against China. China is the enemy of humanity, and executioners, the Hong Kong police forces, and Carrie Lam government are also doing the same thing. So we sincerely pray that President Trump or other government to use all means and sanctions necessary should be used against Beijing government and Hong Kong government.
Are you concerned that even doing an interview like this is going to put you on the radar of people in China who will want to go after you, or just being in the protests in general?
Actually, I was in the radars already. Mm-hmm. And so this may not be my main concern. But protesters, our demand is to change Hong Kong to a safe place. And we don't want to live in such a terror.
And how long do you think that you're willing to go on with these protests until you get what you want?
I don't know, but as soon as we can. And people with power, I mean the government, I think they need to think, how long would they take to have a response to the majority of Hong Kongers who come out on the street, you know, very hot summer, and showing a very clear demand?
That's Bajie Leung, who is one of the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. He was also part of the 2014 Umbrella Movement and was elected to the Hong Kong Legislative Council back in 2016, but could not serve because he deliberately misread the oath of office and wore a banner reading Hong Kong is not China. Bajie Leung, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.